morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are, all over the world. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back to listen to another episode. If you are new here, this is Uganda Ibolo with another episode of A Better Version of Myself. Here, listen. Here we talk about everything. Things that will help us grow. Things that will help us have meaningful relationships. Things that will help us understand why we do the things we do. What can we do about them to make us better? We are not looking for perfectionism. Progress. We want to become better than we were yesterday. That is why we are here. So you are in the right place. I am a mother, a wife, a mediator, a certified one, a certified life coach, a counseling therapist. What else? I'm a podcaster and I love doing it. Like, I have so many hearts, you guys. But I ain't bragging. Like I said, progress. And I'm happy to be where I am right now. So, before I say so many things like I always do, let's listen in to the episode that I have today. Please, if you feel like you want to ask me a question, you have a concern, you want sessions, don't be afraid to reach me out. The email is at the description box, momenttobreathe@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to those mails. For those who have been writing, thank you for the feedbacks. Thank you for the questions, suggestions, like everything. I really, truly appreciate. Listen, you're not a mistake. You are here now for a reason and for a purpose. It might not make sense right now. And don't try so hard that it should make sense. Sometimes when you try so hard for things to make sense, that's when they totally don't make sense at all. But I'm here to remind you that your existence is very important. Don't look down on yourself. People may look down on you. People may make you feel like you're not doing enough. Like, we have standards that we have set that when we try to reach them, we feel like we're not good enough. We are not capable of reaching them. We are not worthy. But those are just standards. We are human beings. We'll come up with standards just to make ourselves feel better. Yeah? And we'll come up with a standard and say, if you don't have Prado, a Lambo or a Ferrari, then you're not good enough, or you're not rich enough, or you're not wealthy enough, you know? And that is just a standard. Who said so? I did, because I want to make sure that I have a Ferrari, so anybody else who doesn't have a Ferrari is not wealthy enough, or is not rich enough, or is not smart enough. You get the point? But it's not anywhere. So what kind of standard are you putting up for yourself? Don't let world pressures make you feel like you're nothing. Don't let people's standards make you feel like you're nothing. You can come up with your own standard. Hey, why not? You have every right to come up with a standard, right? Yeah? Just because you're not a book smart doesn't mean that you're not smart enough. Some people are smart, but they're not wise. Did you see that? Some people are smart, but they're not wise. You might not be book smart, but darling, you are full of wisdom. So don't look down on yourself. Don't think of ending your life just because you feel like things are not working out for you. Don't beat up yourself just because things are not working the way you had planned them out. You know, we all have that mapping of how we want things done. And sometimes it's not going to turn out like that. Take, for example, you're in school. You've gone through your books, revised for this exam, and then this exam comes. And true to your word, you have been revising. You've gone through the notes and everything. And then the exam comes and you're like, wait, why does this exam make me feel like I've not been doing anything for the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months? You know, there's always 1, 2, 3 questions that make you doubt whether you've been doing the right thing. But does that mean that you didn't do your best? No. You gave it your all. Well, you might feel disappointed because you you didn't pass or you didn't get the result you wanted, but you gave it your all, didn't you? Does that make you a fool or stupid? No, it doesn't. Just because you failed a few questions doesn't make you stupid. The exams, the questions that came in the exams, you know, are not part of what you revised. But what you revised that came in the papers, you got them right. So that is how life is. We don't have everything figured out. You do your part. Whatever comes and you're not prepared for it, fine. Doesn't make you less of a person. Now, it has come, you're not prepared for it, it didn't turn out well, but now tomorrow, at least you have an idea of what to do, all right? So please don't look down on yourself. You're not an accident, you're here for a reason. And most of the time, getting to understand our purpose is so hard. It's actually, finding your purpose is a journey, literally. It's a journey, and you have to go through this journey with a lot of patience. And be gracious to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Purpose is not something you wake up in the morning and like, now I know my purpose. No, it has to be a journey. You have to go through a process because there are some things you have to learn about yourself. There are some things that you have to let go. There's some things that you have to learn how to cope with as part of your destiny, as part of your purpose. You cannot just, you know, wake up and tomorrow, I know my purpose and everything is in order. No. So please, 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 please stop being so hard on yourself. Don't hate yourself. Stop telling yourself those negative things that you keep on telling yourself. You're not stupid. You're not a fool. You're very intelligent. You're very smart. You might not be book smart, but you're intelligent. You might not be wealthy, but you have a lot of wealth in your heart. Some people have all this wealth and money, but they are so arrogant, they are so rude, they don't have people's skills, they are so lonely in their homes. I mean, come on. Try and look at life in a different perspective. Try and look at yourself from a different perspective. You remember my last episode? Don't focus so much on everything that you're putting in the cart. Remember that you're the person pushing the cart. So you have the right to put whatever you want to put in the cart. If you are in the shopping, which you are, because this is life, and your life is that shopping cart that you're pushing. So if you want to take greed and put it inside, that's your problem. If you want to take selfishness and put it in your cart, that's your problem. Because at the end of the day, you focus so much in what is in the cart that you forget who you are. If everything else is taken out of that cart, you who's pushing that cart is taken away from you and remain as you are. That is who you are. If all those cars, all the money, all the material things are taken away from you, all those titles that you have are taken away from you. That person, that is who you are. That is who you are. Not the labels that people have put on you or the labels that you've put on yourself. Remember, you are here for a purpose. You are worth every single moment. And you being alive today, I keep on saying this, you being alive today should tell you that you're very important. I don't mean to say that those who are gone, that we love so much, that have departed from us, that they were not important. They were. And maybe their journey ended. Maybe it was just their time to go rest. But you're still here. That means there's still something that you need to do. There is still some part of you that needs to be worked on. There's a perception of that you have that needs to be changed. Yeah, you need to get to your breakthrough point. But you only do that when you start being kind and gracious to yourself and to the people around you. Situations are not speaking positivity. I can only imagine how hard that is. But it's a curve. Today it's like that, tomorrow it will be different. But our tomorrows are not the same. My tomorrow might take a week. Your tomorrow might take a few days. My tomorrow might take years. Your tomorrow might take months. But don't give up. Do not give up. No. You waking up should be a good sign for you that you're not supposed to give up. Waking up every morning. And don't you even dare think of taking your life away. For what? To please who? Are you trying to be a coward? Running away from the pressures of life? Who's having it easy, by the way? Who told you that someone else is having it easier than you are? We are served with the same plate. It's just that what we are consuming is different. So deal, you have just to ask God to give you grace and wisdom to be able to handle that situation much better. And the grace to be able to walk through the process. And above all, wisdom on how to be able to overcome those seasons and phases. You are a human being. You have to go through the phases and seasons and stages of life. Do not run away from them by taking your life away. But why do you want to miss that part? They say that, so what? Are you walking around and it's written all over your face what they said? No, it is not. But you're feeding that. You're feeding that negativity. Definitely it will grow and it will find wings and it will fly in your mind from January to December. Don't feed that. Do not feed that negativity. Do not feed that fear. Do not feed that feeling of worthlessness. Don't feed it. Starve it to death. You are the king of your castle. You are the queen of your palace. So you decide who to feed and who to starve. So it's your choice. It's your choice. Who do you want to feed? Who do you want to starve? Are you going to feed your fears or starve them? Are you going to feed your faith or starve it? Are you going to feed your hope or starve it? It's all within your jurisdiction to do that. So please, listen. It's not easy. I don't know. Because we are all going through different things. We're all going through the different stages. And it's not easy. Sometimes you feel like, you know what? I'm done. I am done. But then again, you wake up tomorrow and you're like, okay, maybe let me give it another chance. Don't quit on yourself. Don't give them a reason to laugh. Don't give people a reason to confirm what they've been saying. Because they will say everything anyway. But remember, your existence is of importance. Your existence is a blessing to someone else somewhere. You might not know it now, but you being alive, maybe someone is looking up to you and they're thinking, wow, you have everything figured out in the real sense, like you're struggling, man. But when they look at you because of how you're fighting, remember, your life is not about you alone. There are people around you, people around your circle that are looking at you and they're getting encouraged and they're getting the reason to hold on a little longer. Maybe because of what you've been going through and they see how you carry yourself around. And maybe when you go at home, you cry your heart out and your pillow is soaked with tears and all that. And wake up in the morning and you dress up and you're walking like someone who is. I'm not saying that you have to pretend. It's not about pretending. But it's about waking up, like they say, fixing that crown and, you know, lifting up your head high and your shoulders and you're walking. And you doing that gives someone else hope. And I'm sure you also are looking up to someone else who is going through the same cycle. And you don't know, just because you haven't sat with them and had their story, or just because they don't show it, they're going through something, but you look up to them and there's something about them that gives you hope, something about them that encourages you, something about them that gives you the reason to just, you know, keep on holding on. So remember, it's not, whatever it is happening is not for you. So do not give up now. Do not quit on yourself. You are not an accident. Your existence is of importance and you're worth it. You are precious. You are amazing human being. You're a woman that is full of integrity and value. You are a man of valor. Do not quit on yourself. Do not give up. All right? Until next time, let's keep hope alive. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves.